Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, guys. Welcome to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And in the studio, as always, we got Smee. Wait a minute. All right. Do we need to have, like, if you're absent, like the absent thing, like we need to start, like, do I need to, like, set up, like, a graph on the wall here in the studio and put little stars for perfect attendance and stuff?
Start sending us a schedule at the beginning of the week.
Yeah, really. I mean, we do this thing the same time, the same everything, and, I mean, we keep, like, every time I do a head count, there's less.
I did play hooky last week.
Yeah, and then so we got Kobe in the studio. We got the professor.
It's pretty bad when I'm the most reliable.
Normally, up until yesterday,
when the professor is working on perfect attendance, that's bad. That's real bad.
Up until last week,
I went to school with Richard. Okay, he's the only man I've ever seen in my life that graduated high school. And he went there for 6 days his senior year.
That's true. That is true, and I came in late.
And I was late those 6 days.
With a note from my mom.
Because I had a thing. All right, so we're gonna do this again. Smitty and Breezy are absent, so we're hot rod and happy couple. Pull that out. Of course, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on to our partners up in Alpharetta, Georgia?
Partners in Alpharetta, Georgia. Me and old professor was down in Alpharetta, Georgia. Got to hang out with old Edward Bullion.
That was cool, man. I've never seen a Lamborghini packed in like that before.
It is. They had a lot of cars packed in there. I don't think
that garage was built for that many cars.
I don't think so. And he just bought another one.
What's he going to do?
I mean, I will pack them tighter.
I will push the Murata into the backyard if he wants a place to put it.
I mean, I will more than happily.
I will let him park his Ferrari Scud in my carport.
You are such a sweetheart, Professor.
You know, I'm a good friend.
As long as he leaves the keys.
Yeah,
well, of course. Well, I mean, of course.
What if I'm getting my grass cut?
Exactly. Or I need to run to the liquor store. Whatever.
Right. That's what I use the Murata for, mostly.
If I had a Dodge, I'd probably be drinking, too. And then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Oh, man. Speaking of Mopars and drinking problems, how you doing, Professor?
You know, good week.
It's a good week. Car don't run, but you know, everything else is good.
Kevin and I have been talking about it, though, and we've been talking a lot about it lately, so I feel like it might run in the relatively near future.
LS swap?
No.
Oh.
It's a 318 with a cam. You don't get better than that.
I've never seen a 318 without a cam.
I mean, with a hot cam.
A hot cam.
It's got a
Well, I'll be honest with you. Once it comes to temperature, it's pretty hot. You couldn't hold it.
It's got a thumper cam.
The car runs at 160 all the time when it runs.
Even at 160 degrees, that's a little warm. I mean, that's warmer than bagel bites out of the microwave.
Yeah.
And those things are like liquid hot magma.
They are. They're exactly like that's what they should call them.
Volcano nuggets. That's what we're going to call them. But, yeah, but that kills me. That's one of my favorite things somebody says. Be like, yeah, it's got a cam in it. I've never seen one that didn't have a cam in it. Or they hear your car running and be like, it's got a cam in it. Yeah, sure it does.
Nope.
No, it's a camless. Uh-huh. Small block.
It's a no overhead cam.
Yeah, it's a no overhead cam. I like it. So, anyway. So, Professor, you're in good spirits. Smitty and Breezy. Well, Smitty's under the weather.
Yeah, man, I hope he's feeling better.
If you guys think about it, drop him a line. Wish him well.
I know what he's going through. It's miserable.
Yeah. Send him some balloons. Maybe a nurse.
Some NyQuil.
You'll feel the wrath of Bree.
Anyway. So, Kobe, now you came to us, and we were talking the other day, and we got to talking about burnouts. And now you said everybody's building burnout pads.
Yes, sir. a buddy of mine in Tennessee, he's building a little center car right now with a like a pro mod Hemi motor in it. They're putting a burnout pad up in Charlotte. They're putting down one at South Carolina Motorplex, one up in Bristol. This is becoming a big thing. It came from, I guess, across the pond somewhere. I don't know where they really
sounds
do
like
it.
Australia.
It kind of is, probably.
We went from Tennessee to Australia.
That sounds like something Australia would do.
But Australia is crazy.
It's coming across to over here, and it's becoming a big popular sport. I mean, these guys are putting 3,000 horsepower in these little cars. And
It's so funny because Kobe sends us these videos, and we start watching them. And, you know, the first thing that runs through my mind, I'm turning into my dad more and more every day. First thing that pops in my mind, boy, that's a waste of resources right there.
It is.
Just think of them tars. And then Richard says, he's like, somebody's going to get cancer in that thing.
Well, you can't drive
Richard,
around.
You know what some of the things we used to do, we can't even say on the radio.
I know.
And we're over here like, mm-hmm.
He going to get cancer?
Here's the thing. You can't be driving around with acrid tire smoke, like breathing it in for minutes and minutes at a time. It's not good for you. It's not good. And here's another thing. What differentiates a burnout pad from a flat piece of asphalt?
It's special.
Well, these are pretty wide, and some of them, they have obstacle courses. I did watch a couple of videos where they had obstacle courses, like cones out there that they got to...
I'll tell you a good obstacle course. City streets. Those are good obstacle courses.
But these guys are literally doing like a 100-mile-an-hour burnout and doing like 360 spins and all that stuff and never cracking the throttle.
But now this is the thing. As fast as you want to knock it, I thought the same thing about drifting 10 years ago.
I still think that way about drifting.
But now there's people that's their job.
I know.
I mean, you know what I'm saying. It's kind of like YouTubers. You know, that's my job.
It's like drunken autocrossing.
Although, I think an open bar night at Road Atlanta would be epic.
Yeah, if that is happening, definitely please schedule us. Book us for that.
Be a lamb and book us.
Yeah.
We're there.
But sponsored by Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
I've driven Road Atlanta before, but never drunk.
I know a lot of people have a hard time sober with it, so.
It's on my bucket list.
You haven't lived till you hit the hairpin.
Until you're on the back stretch hammered.
At 120 something mile an hour coming down that hill.
Woohoo, bring it. I love it. Do you see this? You said they're building one at Charlotte Motor Speedway?
Yeah, it's on the backside of Charlotte Motor Speedway.
And then they're building one at the Carolina Motorplex.
Yep.
Orangeburg, South Carolina.
Yep. Carolina Motorplex, and then they're building one up by Bristol somewhere.
That sounds like you need a wrestling ring at that place. The Motorplex.
Yeah, really. Have they banned Mustangs yet?
Is Arn Anderson there? At the Motorplex? But, you know, I mean, I can see where this would be fun, but I can also see where this could get out of hand. Like, really, really fast. Because I understand they got, like, the concrete retaining walls and all that stuff. But this is my thing. Yeah, those retaining walls are pretty tough. I got you. But this is what happens, and I'm pretty sure that people do the same thing with burnouts here that they do in other places. What do you do when you see somebody doing a burnout? You get close.
You flock to them.
You flock to it. So now you got everybody standing at those concrete retaining walls.
I'm with you.
And then you got this guy, and all this motor, and not so much car, breathing in all this smoke. And then all of a sudden, and he hits a retaining wall, and little Billy goes flying 60 miles.
It's all fun and games until you lose your torso.
Well, exactly.
I don't know about the ones they're building here, but the ones that I watched on videos, they have the retaining walls, and then they have chain-link fences outside of that, probably 20 foot, and then bleachers.
I drove through a chain-link fence with a moped. So, I mean,
so that's
what
happened to you.
A little bit of it, but you know what I'm saying, and that's why I don't wear my hair like this because of my part. You know that the scar. If anything was to go any further, my hair would never do right. But anyway, and it's like a I can just see where it's being. I mean, like I even think the thing like those small course autocrosses the same way, but at least it's one at a time, and you know they're running 50, 60 mile an hour.
And your objective is to not smoke the tires.
Yeah, these guys, that's what they're going for. That's the goal.
Yeah, like from literally a dead stop I mean, they're just blowing the tires plumb off with 3,000 plus horsepower motors. I mean, it's insane.
Well, I'll tell you what, they can blow the tires off. We're going to lock the brakes down, son. We got a commercial break.
Pay the bills.
Guys, stay tuned. We got a lot more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy
Hour. Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Happy Hour, this is Rob Pitts, your automotive host with the most. And in the studio, as always, we got Smith. See, this is the thing. Like, I get in a routine, everything is going good, and then they lay out on me.
You're looking to your left, and you just look so disappointed.
I do. I'm looking at the professor, who needs to be on my right. But no, everything, my world is turned upside down right now.
You don't even know where you're at.
Other than me having an excellent hair day, it has gone to crap.
When okay? do you not have an excellent hair day?
I mean, you serve a valid point. I do have good hair, Professor, but... That's just silly talk when I say things like that.
I know. You're just looking. You're looking for a handout of a compliment.
I am. I'm guilty. You got me.
Patrick over there wearing his hat.
Yeah. Well, if I had a head like that, I'd put two hats on. Anyway.
Do you need another hat, Patrick?
Oh, so anyway, we got Hot Rods and Happy Hours, financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What's going on over in Spokane, Washington?
All right, now, let me look. Make sure he's here. He is. We have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
You know, I tell you what I did today that was kind of cool. I actually had a Skype call with all the guys from American Speed Fest.
That's cool.
That is pretty cool.
A conference call. You know, we were talking about all the things we're doing. Here at the end of the month, I'm actually flying to London, and we're going to be hosting a car show about an hour outside of London at Brands Hatch Speedway. And they were giving me all the details and just kind of like announcer camaraderie, you know, going back and forth and all that stuff. And it feels good to have, like, the big boy voice at the table. Especially when they all kind of had the UK thing going, the British thing, you know, whatever, the English thing. And I'm over here like, what's up?
You're an ambassador.
It's of like, goodwill and hot rodding.
In the United States. And bald eagles.
Yeah, they're going to probably think a lot less of us after this week.
Did you say,
hey, at least you're going by yourself.
Y'all got some macaroni and cheese?
Oh, I don't know. But anyway, so that was kind of cool, though. And all the fun things we're going to do, and I'll be sure, I mean, obviously, we'll be filming there. So there'll be stuff on the Hot Rods and Happy Hour page and Rob Pitt's Instagram and Facebook pages. But so anyway, that was kind of exciting, though. It is talking about all the stuff and all the racing action and how big it is over there. They ain't got no burnout pad, but they're doing drifting.
They will get a burnout pad next year. You watch.
You watch. I mean, they may. They may have a burnout pad. I mean, I'm excited about American Speed Fest. That's going to be a fun show. And all our listeners in the UK, we'll see you there.
It's probably going to be awesome because it's going to be like the most American of America. Like, it's going to be their idea of what America
exactly.
is.
Exactly. And that's what it's about. I mean, it's like how we have, you know, other areas of, you know, festivals here. You know, the Greek festival or Italian festival or whatever. It's an American festival.
It's going to be like Donald Trump driving a Pro Street Nova while eating a ribeye.
I like the
entire week.
With bald eagles flying around.
Yeah, it's going to be bald eagles going to be coming out of the tailpipes.
Yeah, and I was told already that I'm going to kind of stick out a little bit in the crowd as soon as I speak, probably.
In London?
Yeah.
No, man, you're going to blend right in.
You're just going to blend right in, you know.
You're going to be just another guy in the crowd.
What's up, y'all? Wait a minute.
You could be eating fish and chips.
I think he's from Liverpool. Oh. But anyway, so that's actually going to be a lot of fun, though. I'm really looking forward to that. I'll be looking out for the burnout pad.
Yes.
And you said they judge these things.
They do judge them.
They do. I mean, like, is it kind of like how you judge, like, figure skating? Like, I mean, if you don't fall down, I don't see what you've done wrong.
Yeah, if you hit something, you lose points, I hear.
Well,
yeah.
What?
If you drop your date or your partner, that's bad. I got you. half a point, you know. She should have ate lunch. She's getting a little heavy, you know what I'm just saying.
Like how I kind of took it on that is from start to finish is like how they judge it is they don't want to hear throttle cracking, response, nothing like that. No hitting. The car has to steadily stay moving. You got to do tricks with it, whether it's 360s or, you know, donuts or fish tails, however you got to do it.
But did you say fish sticks?
Fish tails.
Oh, fish.
You got that England mentality already.
Exactly. It's hitting me.
Well, based on that, then, I think they used to have a burnout pad at the AutoZone on Wade Hampton 21 years ago, because I recall doing all of those things.
Exactly. That was just kind of, that was Friday night. That's what we call that.
See, Richard, you started a trend 21 years ago, and you just didn't know it.
You know, I've got a really fun burnout story, and this is a good one. Okay. Raise your hands if you know what the Pigeon Forge Rod Run is. Okay, well, you can't see, but everybody has their hand raised, except Patrick, because he's not a team player.
He's wearing a hat,
weirdo.
He drives a Land Cruiser.
He wishes it was a Land Cruiser.
Toyota FJ?
The Barbie Jeep, something like that.
That stands for Jessica. For Jessica.
Oh, for Jessica.
Female Jeep, whatever, you know. Anyway. So, back in the Pitchfork Run, back in the day, they used to be a little more laid back about it. You know, so when people were cruising at night on the main drag, you know, someone would do a burnout. Once they get too crazy, they didn't care. Well, after a certain point, they were like, hey, y'all guys need to cut that out a little bit. So, about 10, 30, 11 o'clock, the cops would be like, hey, you need to quit spinning tires so much. You know, people are going to bed, you know, they got kids here, we're trying to run a Christian town, yada, yada. Well, we were sitting on the sidewalk, and this is in my youth, like, I'm probably 8 or 10 years old, and, you know, there's this Pro Street Nova comes rolling up. And next thing you know, these bunch of rednecks pull out the water hose from the hotel, and they've got the hose pipe running all the way down the drive out to the road and just running into the road. So they do it. This Nova pulls up and, of course, just lights them up, just smokes the whole block up. Cops come over, and then Nova, of course, pulls off. The cops go over and talk to the guys with the hose pipe. They're like, is that your hose pipe, sir? So no, it blows the hotel. So they made him put the – they actually watched him turn the water off and roll the hose pipe back up, the garden hose up. And so anyway, the next thing you know, as soon as the cops get outside, hose pipe comes back out, water turns back on. You know, another car comes up, does a burnout. So the cops come back. They make the guy take the hose pipe off the reel and take it to the office in the hotel, and they lock the hose pipe up.
Hand it to Kevin behind the desk.
So now they have no hose pipe, but they still have a spigot. Aha!
And buckets.
So the cop leaves. They take their beer cooler, which at this point was pretty much empty anyway, and they start filling it up with water and dumping it in the road and letting cars do burnouts. And needless to say, after the third time, they went ahead and took them to jail.
That seems reasonable.
They didn't hold up judging cards. They didn't score it or anything. I mean, they cuffed them and stuffed them and took them to the pokey.
That's because they were all awesome.
Exactly.
That's right.
Perfect score. You get an all-expense-paid trip to the Gray Bar Motel. Oh, man. Well, I'll tell you what you got a trip to. You got a trip to Commercial Town, guys. We got to pay the bills. Stay tuned. We got more Hot Rods and Happy Hour headed your way.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. Of course, in the studio, as always, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru. I'm so proud of myself, Richard Hoskins.
You didn't even look disappointed that time.
No, I'm an actor.
What's going on, Dover, Delaware?
All right, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours legal counsel / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
Yeah, we're talking about burnouts this week. You know why we're talking about burnouts? Because they're fun. That's why.
What's better than just popping a clutch and smoking tires?
Okay, I'm with you there. And I love seeing one good burnout. I love seeing a handful of good burnouts. 30 good burnouts, I'm probably going to get bored with it.
I'm with you on that one.
Like, this is the whole thing with the burnout pad competition thing. You know what I'm saying? Like you're going to have to spice it up. You're going to throw some fire in there or carnage.
Nudity.
That would probably do the trick. You know, I mean, I'll be honest with you, that's always, for the last 30-something years, that's really kind of kept my attention, you know? But You know, like, you know, throw some naked chicks running around. I mean,
you can hold up signs like they do in boxing.
That's a thought.
That is a good thought. That might be how they need.
But
to
I'm
judge
just
it.
like, and how do you become a professional burnout challenge judge? Do you have? Is that a 2-year degree?
I've got some pretty good ideas how you become a professional burnout. But
I don't think this is the show for that one.
And I think we're talking about a different kind of judge.
I think so. I'm almost positive on that.
I don't know. I don't know what you're judging.
You know, and I mean, well, like Kobe was talking about, you know, throttle response and, you know, just staying in it and winning and slinging it around. And
burning the tires down. I mean, like, literally, the tires catch on fire on these things. That's how they just burn them to the rims.
I mean, do you realize right now how uneasy I am even talking about this? Like, I'm that guy that I talk that game. Like, oh, yeah. And don't get me wrong. There's times it don't bother me, but I start thinking about rock chips.
Yeah.
And, like, all the tar and rubber going up on the quarter panel of my car.
You know, pulling out of your driveway on a Saturday
afternoon. I just ceramic coated.
You want to do a burnout in the boo thing for 60 feet. I get that.
Yes.
Do you want to
swing the neighbors
it
don't, but I do.
Yeah, well, they get it now.
No, they got it. That was the thing. There's no get to it.
There was a
surprise.
Thank God Rob's gone party after.
Oh, man. The funniest story ever. All right, so I bought my parents' house about 11 years ago, and I was living there. And when I first moved in, I guess the people that thought, because I moved out for 10 years and had a house down the street, and then I ended up buying my parents' house when they moved. And it was so funny. The neighbors came over, and they said, yes, I tell you what, we loved our old neighbors, but their kid and his loud cars he had. And I'm like, really? Needless to say, I can't help it. My cars run better after 10 p.m., okay? They just do, all right?
The air is denser.
That was my excuse. And so, obviously, I let them run an idle for 30 minutes every night at 10:05.
Get some of that good air.
Get a little of that good air, you know what I'm saying? Keep everything mixed up and circulating. And of course, you got to rev it up a half a dozen times to make sure it's still running. You know.
It's always nice. It's always nice when you come rolling in about 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, you just accidentally pushing a clutch and just kind of rev it up to clean the carburetor out a little bit.
And when I say that, I'm talking about bump the rev limiter on it. You know, like, well, the booth, they don't even have a rev limiter. I mean, I'm talking about right when you hear the valves float, you know, about that time, you know. Somewhere between that 7 grand range, you know. When you hear
that.
It clicking, that's when you stop.
When you see flames.
Hey.
And then when you get up at 12 o'clock, at 12 o'clock in the afternoon and you just kind of walk out your garage door or whatever and just wave at the neighbor as he's mowing.
Kobe gave his car some of that good air outside my office this afternoon.
Yeah, I sure did.
I'm telling you.
I'm standing
in
there.
Don't incriminate yourselves, guys.
Standing in there with a customer about to lose my mind. There. Look, like, oh, it's just Kobe.
But don't you hate that? Like you're like in a glass. You're in a glass case of emotion right there. You're in this glass office. There's a hot rod Jacoby on the other side, and you're stuck in the office.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you have the pout face? Like,
I don't want to say the face that I had, but no, I have actually. A lot of people do that because like all my customers that are like that know me know I'm a hot rodder. So it's probably 8 or 9 times a day, like, people drive by my office revving their engines.
We're like, poor Richard. He looks like a goldfish in there as we go by. And wah-bah, wah-bah.
Well, there'll be a customer sitting there like, oh, obnoxious jerk. That's Buddy.
That's my homeboy. But the thing that's crazy is weird. A car revving up doesn't bother me. But a lawnmower running drives me insane.
It's very monotonous.
My neighbor can cut grass. I'm like, really? Do we have to run that thing all damn day long? I mean, how much grass are you cutting? I didn't realize you lived on a football field. Come on, Forrest Gump, turn the damn thing off.
Your neighbor's yard shouldn't take that long to cut.
I think he does it too. I think that's like how he gets back at me. He lets his Murray 17 and a half horsepower run.
He's running on econ mode.
Well, what he does, he leaves the blades off, and he does the yard just as
scout it out. It's a dry run.
Takes a couple laps.
Just scout it out.
Warm up his tires.
Yeah, just scout the yard out, and then he starts to mow.
But, I mean, but that's the thing. Like, I can't help it. The, you know, the, when they designed this house, they put his bedroom on the same side my garage was on. I can't help that. And I can't help it that my 327 and my 1965 Malibu SS has got a good rumpin' cam in it. Yeah, when they say, does it got a cam, it's got a hell of a cam in it, I promise you. And I like to hear it.
I think it's got a nasty look.
It does. And you know what? So, I think it sounds the best after 10, above 6 grand, personally.
After about 7 beers.
You know, wow! You know that whole valve fluid. I'm not laughing. I'm not lying about that. That's kind of like how I shift it. It likes it rough. So, you know what I'm saying? The old girl just kind of, the more you sling her around, the better she likes it. You know, and it's just, you know, I can't help it. I mean, it makes a little noise. You make a home, you crack some eggs. You know, you run that damn lawnmower all the damn time. You ain't got yard of the month yet.
It's 6:30.
You know how many
morning car
shows I've won? You know how many races I've won? I've accomplished something. What have you done? You cut the grass. I paid dude $40. He does the same thing. I don't even know he's there. I come home, my grass is cut. Done. No noise.
Like a civilized person.
Exactly. Barbarians. I'm so glad I moved from that neighborhood. Idiots.
You've outgrown it.
I have. And now I live in a neighborhood that's gated.
And you're feeling right at home, right?
They're going to love me. Although it was kind of cool, though, because I was walking down the street, and I was just kind of checking everything out, and I had brought no cars home yet. So, like, my Silverado sits in the driveway. Like, I come over there in it. So it's, like, quiet. I almost look like I'm civilized a little bit. And then, so I haven't brought any hot rods yet. But I did see the neighbor across the street. He's got a black new Silverado like mine, and he had a beer in his hand. He started waving. He's like, "What's up, neighbor?" So it may not be all bad.
You have no idea, buddy.
Wait until the Lions
and
go on.
And you thought you were the bad one in the neighborhood.
Wait until the Lions go on the column and
it's
the old cars
to
come.
Get real.
You just got bumped up the list, bud. Oh, you had Lifty here wild side at 2 o'clock in the morning playing in the garage with a Malibu running. I can't help it. My car runs better when Vince Neil's on, okay? Why do you got to play it so loud? Have you heard how loud my car is when I rev it up?
How else am I going to hear it?
Duh. You know, can you pick up another time to sleep?
Really?
Preferably when the air is not dense.
That's some consideration.
But, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I'm not like I'm doing burnouts in my driveway.
I did that, actually, one time. Me and my buddy Tom, when I had my Saturn Sky Redline, we wanted to do burnouts, but we were trying to be responsible. We were having some beers, believe it or not.
So I love this. We were doing burnouts, but we're being responsible.
Well, we did it in my driveway.
That goes downhill.
That night of beers and burnouts cost me $900.
How did that cost you $900?
I went through a set of rear tires. They were Goodyear Eagles. They were Eagle F1s. I had to get new ones.
You should have had some throwaways on there.
You were going up the hill, right?
Yeah,
going
we had it okay. Backed into my carport, and we were pouring bleach on the ground and spraying it with the hose.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall for this.
Tom's holding the rear quarter and stuff, keeping it straight, and you know I would do the same for him. And
a good friend should.
Yeah, you know, like if you're doing burnouts in the driveway. I don't think my neighbors really like that. Nobody complained officially, but
let me fill you in on something.
They didn't.
Richard's driveway, I've been to it. It's flat at the top and then literally goes straight down to a ditch.
We're running straight down into a commercial break now. Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about burnouts this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.
All right, guys, welcome back to Hot Rods and Happy Hour. This is Rob Pitts. And of course, in the studio, as always, we've got Hot Rods and Happy Hours financial analyst / numbers guru, the professor himself, Richard Hoskins.
What is going on in Hinesburg, Vermont?
That's a different one there. I like that.
I feel like we ignore the Northeast.
We do a little bit. We do.
It's not like for any reason other than I don't know
and we're in the South
about it.
I think that's why. You know what I mean? That's kind of like our thing.
Yeah.
You know, it's like our school rivalry.
Yeah, but we got to give other people some love, too.
Yeah, I need to do a lot of things.
Yeah.
My neighbor said I need to quit revving my car by 10 o'clock at night.
Do more burnouts.
You see me stopping?
I think you need to call the police and complain.
Exactly. You need to cut that damn lawnmower off. That's what you need to do.
It's 6:30 in the morning.
Have you lost your mind? Are you on drugs?
I just got home at 5:30, dude.
I tell you, I want to take the spark plug out of the thing. Fix him up. Anyway. Then, of course, we have Hot Rods and Happy Hours, legal counsel, / all-around cool car guy, Kobe Miller.
What's going on, everyone?
So we're talking about burnouts. And first of all, if you ever really want something fun to do, Google the history of a burnout. It doesn't pull up our subject matter. You got to get a little more descriptive. The history of the car burnout. If I was reading into it, I'm like, well, what the hell does this guy do about spinning tires?
The history of burnouts is a link to Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Up in smoke, you know.
But so the history goes all the way back to, like, first drag racing, don't it? Somewhere around in that
area. It does, but I don't believe it. You know what I'm saying? It's wiki, so this ain't, like, in stone. This ain't like, you know, your Britannica encyclopedias. This is, you know, whatever. But it says here it got brought from drag racing, because, of course, you know, they do a burnout. They heat their tires up. They heat the slicks up so they'll get traction. I think it started before that, and I'll tell you why. Drag racing started in 1948. You know, a professional drag racing.
Motors were like 1903.
Production vehicles were 1903. There was engines way before that.
Well, I know, but I'm just saying, so you know they burnt tires in 1903.
Well, I don't know if they were burning that many tires in 1980.
Yeah, with 7 horsepower, I don't think they were hitting on the whole lot.
They were not very fast.
Maybe on an icy road. Very icy. But this is my thing. I think the first burnout impressed chicks.
Yeah.
I know that's 98% of my burnouts.
Oh, yeah. Look at American Graffiti. Like, can your car peel out?
Well, it's everybody's. And, I mean, it's like a rite of passage. A little bit. To be able to do a good burnout. I tell you what tickles me now is all these kids got these new cars. You got them. They got launch control and line lock and all this. And they still try to do a burnout with traction control on.
Install their vehicle.
Oh, my God. There's nothing worse than stalling out a manual car doing a burnout. That's social suicide. You don't do that.
It should be.
If it happens, you know what you do? You pray it cranks up. You crank your car up, you put it in gear, try not to stall it out again, and you leave.
You go home. Go home and think about what you did.
You go home and think about how dumb you are. You go watch Pokemon movies from here on out. That's what you do. That's your new hobby.
And then you know why?
Because you're that guy.
You go to empty.
You trade that in and get you an FJ and watch Pokemon movies, and it's all you got to do. That fixes that problem.
And you get
right
you some.
You're not. You don't. As my dad used to say.
Earbuds.
As my father used to say, you don't have enough sense to have that. You don't need to be doing that. Stick to something you can handle, like chasing Pikachu. I'm just saying. Have I told a lie yet, Professor?
I'm with you. What does that say?
Something we can't say on the phone.
So it's. I'm pretty sure it's not howdy. I'm just throwing that out there.
He said it.
Yeah, but you all laughed at it.
It's because it was funny.
It was hilarious.
It actually was funny. I said it. But you know what I'm saying.
It was funny.
So this is the thing. But that's like a rite of passage. It's a man thing. You know what I mean?
Speaking of a man thing, I had my 91 Mustang LX 5-liter convertible, and my little sister was in high school. She lived in Alabama. And she would come home and stay with me sometimes, like on the weekends, and we'd have fun, a good time, brother-sister stuff. I taught her how to do a burnout. Like, I told her how to do a burnout. She's like, okay, well, your car is in the back, and I'm going to take it to the little party store up the street to get some candy or whatever. I'm like, all right. So I'm sitting on my...
That sounds like the lamest excuse ever to borrow your car. I want to go to the corner store and get some candy.
She's like 16 or 17.
To get some... I want to tell you something. I wasn't buying candy at 16 and 17.
Well, neither was I, but I'm a lot cooler than my sister. So anyway, it's like...
So you're saying she's buying sweet tarts. Okay, move on.
I'm sitting on my couch. You know, I got some buddies over watching TV or something. And I hear my car crank up. And then I hear my car just go like... And then I just hear, like, the tires just screaming, and I look out back, or I look out in front of my house, and my car is just sitting there, and there's just like white smoke billowing from the rear wheels. My little sister looks over at me, smiles, and then the car just starts going forward with the tires still smoking. I'm like, oh,
you know what? I always knew your sister was a cool chick.
She knows how to do a burnout.
You know what? And there's guys that don't.
I know. Oh, God.
Do you realize there? Actually, when I Googled that about the history of the burnout, there's actually tutorials on doing a burnout. You can learn online. Do you realize I could be an ordained minister and learn how to do the perfect burnout online?
You can also learn in the AutoZone parking lot.
Like a man.
Forward that to Patrick.
I mean, it's like, I think it started before drag racing.
I do too. I think it's more of an exhibition thing.
It is. It's like no mine's bigger. That's one of them deals. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, a burnout really doesn't prove anything at the end of the day.
It proves that you're capable of losing traction.
It is proves that you're capable of losing traction. But he's towing a Lamborghini with a Lamborghini.
Now that would be bad.
That's classy. That's class. One of those Lamborghini SUVs.
Oh, okay. What's the tow rating on those things?
I don't know, but apparently it's towing another Lamborghini. I just happen to be looking.
That dude's living his best life.
You ain't kidding.
You know what? He's doing okay.
He's doing fine for himself.
He's probably eating tonight. I'm just going to go ahead and say that now. And he might not be, you know. But, you know, but back to the story here. Lamborghini, man, he ain't doing burnouts. It's all-wheel drive. He ain't doing no burnouts.
Yeah, it's not like the good old days when Lamborghinis were not all. They still make a rear-wheel drive. You can get a Huracan rear-wheel drive.
Really?
Yeah, huh. It's only like $260,000 instead of like $300,000.
Well, like that's a bar. Write them a check.
It's the budget model.
Will you take my debit card?
That's what I would want anyway. We don't need all-wheel drive around here.
Why would you need it, period?
I don't know. Because it's not like any of us are going to be driving our Lamborghini at 10 tenths. Like, oh, I'm about to lose it.
Speak for yourself. No. If I had a Lamborghini, I probably wouldn't be over 30 mile an hour with it ever. I'd just be cruising, just being that guy.
Just being awesome.
That's it.
Yeah. You know
and the
saying?
Windows would never be up.
I would take the windows out. Exactly.
I mean, just so people could just see me.
Take the spare tire out.
Smiling at you.
Where's the spare tire at?
Take out the jack.
I mean, that's a. I don't know. There's something about a Lambo. I mean, they are cool. But, like I miss the Countach days.
Yeah, except that the difference is today, you can use them. Nobody.
Have you seen the trunk in those things? No, you can't use them.
I mean, they function as a vehicle. Like, you can see out of them.
Are you saying they build a car that's a car?
Kinda.
Kindly.
I mean, you know, a Countach, there's a reason they all only have 400 miles on them. Because you can't drive the damn thing.
That's all they could stand.
That's exactly right.
It's like being in an oven with no windows.
You know, the first time I seen one of them in person, and the guy was backing up, and he opened the door and sat on the door jams.
Because that's what you have to
do. I know.
Do.
And, like, when he got out, I said, why did you do that? He said, that's how I was trained when I bought the car, how to drive it to back it up, because it's the only way you can see behind you. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, very practical.
Yeah, it looks. I mean, you know what? You know, dumb. I mean, you're like you got a Lambo, but you look dumb driving it.
Pretty much.
Anyway, well, I'll tell you what else is dumb. These darn commercial breaks every time.
They're quick.
Guys, stay tuned. We're talking about burnouts this week on Hot Rods and Happy Hour.
Right here on 106.3 WORD.